Bismillah alhamdulillah. You're listening to Islam Always. This is Yusuf Estes, inviting you to visit us on the internet at www.islamalways.com. ISLAMALWAYS.com. This is a special presentation about Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, entitled Muhammad A to Z. While others are clamoring over what to do when someone draws a cartoon or a picture of one of the prophets of Almighty God, peace be upon them all, we have decided it is time to present the real picture of Muhammad from A to Z. Feel free to copy, print, download, and distribute or utilize any of our presentations for the purpose of sharing these important contributions to the true historical character and mission of Muhammad, the last and final messenger of Allah to mankind and jinn. Now you can get the real picture of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And let us begin. Muhammad A to Z, plus two. We have to begin by telling you that there were some extra things that we found that went past the English alphabet, so we had to add plus two. This presentation is about Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib. He was born in 570 of the Christian era and died in 633 of the Christian era. The following is based on books, manuscripts, texts, actual eyewitness accounts, far too numerous for us to mention herein. These are all preserved in their original form throughout the centuries by both Muslims and non-Muslims and available in many museums and private and public collections around the world. Before we begin our A to Z plus two presentation, we feel it's necessary to notice the importance of the subject, Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him. Many people today are discussing Muhammad, the Prophet, peace be upon him, but who was he exactly, and what did he teach? Why is he so loved by some, yet hated by others? Did he live up to the claims that he had made? And was he really a holy man? Was he a prophet of God? What's the truth behind this man? What do you say? Can we be totally honest in our judgment? Will you be the judge? Before we list our A to Z plus two facts on Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we'd like to begin with very simple historical evidences. And here are the facts narrated by thousands of people throughout the centuries, and especially those who knew him personally in the early days. His name, Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib, which means Muhammad or the praised one, who is the son of Abdullah, which means the servant of God, who is the son of Abdul Muttalib, the servant of Muttalib. Muhammad, peace be upon him, was born from the lineage of Abraham's oldest son, Ishmael, called Ismail in Arabic. He was born to the noble tribe of Quraysh. They were the leaders of Mecca in Arabia, Felix, in those days. Muhammad, peace be upon him, never fell into the common practice of his tribesmen, which was worshipping statues, idols, and man-made gods. Muhammad, peace be upon him, believed that God was truly one God, and as such, he has to be worshipped alone without any other gods beside him. Similar to the first commandment we find in the Torah, or the Old Testament, Muhammad, peace be upon him, held that the name of God was to be in the highest of reverence, and he never took God's name in vain, or any vainglorious purpose. Muhammad, peace be upon him, despised false worship and all the complexities and degradation to which it leads. Muhammad, peace be upon him, insisted on keeping the commandments of Almighty God just as the prophets of old had done in the past. Muhammad, peace be upon him, never committed adultery, and he forbid others from doing it. And Muhammad, peace be upon him, forbid the use of interest or usury, lending out money, just as had Jesus, peace be upon him, done so, and mentioned in the New Testament, centuries before. Muhammad, peace be upon him, never gambled, nor did he allow this, nor was he given to strong drink or alcohol, even though it was very normal for the people of his time and place. Muhammad, peace be upon him, did not engage in gossip, and he used to turn away from hearing anything related to it. He offered his worship in a manner and a direction toward Jerusalem, just as prescribed by prophets in the Bible, standing, bowing, kneeling, and prostrating as they had done before him. He fasted for days at a time to be closer to Almighty God and away from the narrowness of worldly attractions. He taught that Jesus, peace be upon him, was the Immaculate Conception and a miracle birth for Miriam or Mary, and that she was the best of the creation of Almighty God. He insisted to the Jews of Medina that Jesus, peace be upon him, was the Messiah, the Christ, the one predicted to come in their Torah, the Old Testament. Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that Jesus, peace be upon him, did do many miracles by the permission of Almighty God, including curing the lepers, restoring sight to the blind, and even bringing a dead man back to life. Muhammad, peace be upon him, clearly stated that Jesus, peace be upon him, was not dead, and in fact, he had ascended up to Almighty God. Muhammad, peace be upon him, predicted that Jesus, peace be upon him, is going to return again to the earth in the last days to lead the true believers in a victory over the evil and unrighteous, and he will destroy the Antichrist. Muhammad, peace be upon him, commanded the payment of charity to the poor, and he was the defender and the protector of the widows, orphans, and the wayfarers. Muhammad, peace be upon him, ordered people to unite with their families and honor their ties of kinship, and he restored the relationships between family members, whether they were Muslim or non-Muslim. He required his followers to engage only in lawful marriage relationships with the women, and he forbid sex outside of the ordinance of Almighty God. He insisted on giving women their proper rights, their dowries, inheritance, and property. Muhammad, peace be upon him, had so much patience, and his humble attitude was exemplary, and all who knew him had to admit to his virtues. And now, having set forth this prelude to our program, we will begin Muhammad A to Z plus two. We'll begin with A. He never lied, never broke a trust, never bore false witness, and he was famous amongst all the tribes in Mecca as the Spirit of Truth, or As-Sadiq, as he was called in Arabic. B. He never once engaged in sex outside of marriage, nor did he ever approve of it, even though it was very common at the time. C. His only relationships with women were legitimate contractual marriages with consent and proper witnesses according to law. D. His relationship to Aisha, his wife, was only that of marriage. He did not marry her the first time that her father had offered the hand in marriage because of her age and he did not marry her until she reached the age of puberty and could decide for herself. Their relationship is described in every detail by Aisha herself in the most loving and respectful manner, as a match truly made in heaven. Aisha is considered as one of the highest scholars of Islam, and she lived out her entire life only having been married to Muhammad, peace be upon him, even though he had passed away while she was still a young woman. She never desired any other man, nor did she ever utter a single negative statement against Muhammad, peace be upon him. E. Muhammad, peace be upon him, forbid any kind of combat or killing until the orders for retaliation had come from Allah. Even then, the limits were clearly spelled out, and only those engaged in active combat against the Muslims or Islam were to be fought in combat, and even then, only according to very strict rules set forth by Allah. F. Muhammad, peace be upon him, forbid taking any innocent life, whether in combat or war. All life is to be protected according to Muhammad, peace be upon him, especially those of the innocents. G. Muhammad, peace be upon him, offered mutual protection and forgiveness to those who engaged in covenants and agreements with him many times, even after certain groups had broken their covenant, and there was no genocide of the Jews. They were not attacked until it was clearly proven that they had become traitorous to their agreements and during time of war, and tried to bring down the Prophet, peace be upon him, and those who were following him. Retaliation was only against those who had turned traitor, and not any others. H. Although slavery was very common in those days amongst all nations and tribes, it was the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who ordered the freeing of slaves and encouraged everyone to take the reward from Allah by releasing people from slavery. And he set the example himself by releasing his servant Zayd ibn al-Haritha and Bilal, the servant who had been bought by Abu Bakr, only for the purpose of releasing him to be free. The freedom is very important to Muslims today because of this great teaching of Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. I, while there had been many attempts of assassination made against Muhammad, peace be upon him, the most famous was the night that Ali, his cousin, took his place in bed while he and Abu Bakr escaped to Medina. He did not allow his companions to slaughter any of those who had been involved in these attempts at his life. Proof for this is when they entered Mecca triumphantly at the end of his mission, and his words were to command his followers not to harm such and such tribes and so families. This is one of the most famous of his acts of mercy, forgiveness, and demonstrated his humbleness. J. Military combat had been forbidden for the first 13 years of his prophethood. The desert Arabs did not need anyone to teach them how to fight or be in combat. They were experts in this area, and they had held feuds amongst tribes lasting for decades. It was not until the proper method of warfare was instituted by Allah through the Quran to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, with the proper rights and limitations according to God's commandments, that any retaliation or combat was ever sanctioned. Orders from Allah made it clear who was to be attacked, and how, and when, and to what extent fighting might take place. K. Destruction of infrastructures was absolutely forbidden by Muhammad, peace be upon him, except if it had been ordained by Allah in certain instances, and then only to Allah's commands. L. Cursing and invoking evil actually came against the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, from his enemies, while at the same time he remained steadfast in praying and supplicating to Allah for them to be guided properly. The classic example of this is on his journey to the city of Taif, where the leaders there would not even hear him nor offer so much as the normal courtesy which was called for at that time. Instead, they broke against their own tradition and set the children of the street against him, throwing rocks and stones at him until his body was bleeding, so much so that it filled his sandals with his blood. He was offered the opportunity for revenge instantly on the spot when the angel Gabriel appeared to him and offered that Allah, by his command, would cause the surrounding mountains to fall down upon those people, destroying them. Instead, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, asked not for their destruction, but rather for their guidance, that they be guided to worship their Lord alone, without any partners. M. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, claimed every person is born in a state of heavenly submission to God on his terms. As a Muslim, one who does Islam, a person is in submission to God's will and therefore obeying God's commandments. He insisted that all children were born in this beautiful state, and that such was the kingdom of heaven. He further stated that God has created every person in the image that is according to his plan, and that their spirit is his. Then, as the children grow older, they begin to distort this correct faith according to the influence of the prevailing society and their surroundings according to those prejudices. N. Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught his followers to believe in the God of Adam, Noah, Abraham, Jacob, Moses, David, Suleiman, and Jesus, peace be upon them all. And Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught them to believe in these men as great and true prophets, messengers, and servants of Almighty Allah. He insisted on ranking all the prophets up at the highest level without any distinction between them or him, and he ordered his followers to say the words, "Peace be upon him," after mentioning any name of any prophet. O. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught that the Torah, the Old Testament, the Zabur, which we call the Psalms, and the Injil, which we call the Gospel or New Testament, were all originally from the very same source as the Quran, which was being revealed to him. All of it came from Allah through the angel Gabriel, or directly to these prophets of old. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, asked the Jews of his time to judge according to their own book. And some of them had even tried to cover up portions of it to hide correct judgments, knowing that he, peace be upon him, was not able to read and that he might not know. Yet Allah revealed to him, and their deception was revealed. P. Muhammad, peace be upon him, prophesied. He predicted and he foretold of events to come, and they happened as he had said. He even predicted something from the past that people even at that time were in doubt about, not sure, and that something about this would come true in the future. And it has. This example is found in the Quran, which states that Pharaoh was drowned by Allah in the Red Sea while chasing after Moses and the children of Israel, and that Allah said in his book, in the Quran, he is going to preserve Pharaoh as a sign for the future. And in his book, Dr. Maurice Bukhai, entitled Bible, Quran, and Science, makes it clear that this is exactly what has happened, and that the very person of Pharaoh has been discovered in Egypt and is now on display, on tour around the world for all to see. This event took place thousands of years before Muhammad, peace be upon him, and it came true many centuries later, just a few decades ago, and all of this after his death. Q. There has been more written about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, than any other person on earth. He has been praised very high, even by famous non-Muslims, for many centuries. One of the first examples we quote from is from the Encyclopedia Britannica, Volume 12, which confirms, regarding Muhammad, peace be upon him, a mass of detail in the early sources shows that he was an honest and upright man who had gained the respect and loyalty of others who were likewise honest and upright men. R. Another impressive tribute to Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the very well-written work of Michael H. Hart, entitled The 100, A Ranking of the Most Influential People in History. Hart states that the most influential person in all of history was, in fact, none other than Muhammad ibn Abdullah, peace and blessing be upon him, with Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, coming in second. Let us examine the actual words from his book on page 33. My choice of Muhammad to lead the list of the world's most influential persons may surprise some readers and may be questioned by others, but he was the only man in history who was supremely successful on both the religious and secular level. S. While we are reviewing statements from famous non-Muslims about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, let us consider this, a quote from Lamartine in his book, The History de la Tariq in Paris, 1854. It's in volume 2, pages 276 to 277. And he says, and we quote, philosopher, orator, apostle, legislator, warrior, conqueror of ideas, restorer of rational dogmas, of a cult without images, the founder of 20 terrestrial empires, and of one spiritual empire. All of that is Muhammad. As regards all standards by which human greatness may be measured, we may well ask, is there any man greater than he? And keep in mind, this is over 150 years ago in Paris. T. And then we read from George Bernard Shaw, the famous writer and non-Muslim scholar, who says, regarding Muhammad, peace be upon him, he must be called the savior of humanity, I believe, that if a man like him were to assume the dictatorship of the modern world, he would succeed in solving its problems in a way that would bring it much-needed peace and happiness. And this is from his book, The Genuine Islam, in Singapore, Volume 1, Number 8, 1936. Now we find that K.S. Ramakrishna Rao, an Indian Hindu professor of philosophy, in his booklet, Muhammad, Prophet of Islam, calls Muhammad, peace be upon him, the perfect model for human life. Professor Ramakrishna Rao explains his point by saying, "The personality of Muhammad, it is most difficult to get into the whole truth of it. Only a glimpse of it can I catch. What a dramatic succession of picturesque scenes. There is Muhammad the prophet. There is Muhammad the warrior. Muhammad the businessman. Muhammad the statesman. Muhammad the orator. Muhammad the reformer. Muhammad the refuge of the orphans. Muhammad the protector of slaves. Muhammad the emancipator of women. Muhammad the judge. Muhammad the saint. All of these magnificent roles. In all these departments of human activities, he is alike a hero. V. What should we think about our Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, when someone with the worldly status such as Mahatma Gandhi, speaking on the character of Muhammad, peace be upon him, says in his work called Young India, "I wanted to know the best of one who holds today undisputed sway over the hearts of millions of mankind. I became more than convinced that it was not the sword that won a place for Islam in those days in the scheme of life. It was the rigid simplicity, the utter self-effacement of the Prophet, the scrupulous regard for his pledges, his intense devotion to his friends and followers, his intrepidity, his fearlessness, his absolute trust in God and his own mission. These, and not the sword, carried everything before them and surmounted every obstacle." And he continues to say that when I closed the second volume, he was talking about the Prophet's biography, "I was sorry there was not more for me to read of this great life." W. The English author, Thomas Carlyle, in his book, Heroes and Hero Worship, was simply amazed as to, and we quote, "how one man single-handedly could weld warring tribes and wandering Bedouins into a most powerful and civilized nation in less than two decades." X, and we quote now from Diwan Chand Sharma, who wrote Prophets of the East. He says, and we quote, "Muhammad was the soul of kindness, and his influence was felt and never forgotten by those around him." This was written in 1935 in the book we referred to, Prophets of the East, on page 12. Muhammad, peace be upon him, was nothing more or less than a human being, but he was a man with a noble mission, which was to unite humanity on the worship of one and only one God, and to teach them the way to honesty and integrity and upright living based on the commandments of God. He always described himself merely as a servant and a messenger of God. And so indeed every action of his proclaimed to be exactly that. Why? Speaking on the aspect of equality before God in Islam, the famous poetess of India, Sarojini Naidu, says in her work called Ideals of Islam, Vedic Speeches and Writings, this was in Madras, or what is now called Chennai in India. Where this was then, 1918. We want to quote from page 169. She says, "It was the first religion," she's talking about Islam, "that preached and practiced democracy, For in the mosque, when the call for prayer was sounded and the worshipers are gathered together, the democracy of Islam is embodied 5 times a day, when the peasant and the king kneel side by side and proclaim, "God alone is the greatest." And she continues and says, "I have been struck over and over again by this indivisible unity of Islam that makes man instinctively a brother." Z, in the words of Professor Hurgunji, he says, and we quote, "The League of Nations, founded by the Prophet of Islam," means Muhammad, peace be upon him, "put the principle of international unity and human brotherhood on such universal foundations as to show candle to other nations." And he continues, "The fact is that no nation of the world can show a parallel to what Islam has done towards the realization of the idea of the League of Nations." We now come to our extended one, which is Z2. Edward Gibbon and Simon Oakley, on the profession of Islam, write, and this is in the History of the Saracen Empires, from page 54, we quote, "I believe in God, and Muhammad, an apostle of God, is the simple and invariable profession of Islam. The intellectual image of the deity has never been degraded by any visible idol. The honor of the prophet has never transgressed the measure of human virtues, and his living precepts have restrained the gratitude of his disciples within the bounds of reason and religion." Our next extended number, Z3, if you will, is from Wolfgang Goethe, perhaps the greatest European poet ever. He wrote about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he says, and we quote, "He is a prophet and not a poet, and therefore his Quran is to be seen as divine law and not as a book of a human being made up for education or for entertainment." People don't hesitate to raise the divinity and even make gods out of individuals whose lives and missions have been lost in legends. Historically speaking, none of these legends achieved even a fraction of what the real man, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has accomplished. And all of his striving was for the sole purpose of uniting mankind for the worship of one God on the codes of moral excellence. Muhammad, peace be upon him, or his followers, never at any time claimed that Muhammad was a divine, a son of a God, or God incarnate, a man of divinity, but he always was and is even today considered as a mere messenger, a servant chosen by God. Today, after a lapse of 14 centuries, the life and teachings of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, has survived without the slightest loss, alteration, or interpolation. These teachings offer the same undying hope for treating mankind's many ills, which they did when he was alive. This is not a claim of Muhammad's, peace be upon him, nor from his followers, but the inescapable conclusion forced upon a critical and unbiased history. Before concluding our review of Muhammad A to Z plus 2, it must be mentioned that although Muhammad is deeply loved, revered, and emulated by Muslims as God's final messenger, he is not an object of worship. Now, it is up to you. You are a rational, thinking, concerned human being. As such, you should already be asking yourself, Could these extraordinary, revolutionary, and amazing statements all about this one man really be true? And then, what if this is true? This is what famous others have said about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Now, what do you say about Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him? For more references about Allah, the Quran, Islam, and Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, visit our website, islamalways.com, islamalways.com, where we're always open 24 hours a day and always plenty of free parking. Permission is granted to copy and distribute this and our other materials about Islam, Allah, the Quran, and Muhammad, as long as they are not altered and notice is provided to our office. Until next time, peace be upon all those who seek truth and guidance.